For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the record. God damn it, Declan, it didn't happen.
What?
It didn't happen.
I didn't get to say my little thing.
It didn't happen, dude. It didn't fucking happen.
It didn't happen.
It just didn't happen, dude.
All right, well, I'm also your elite gamer, Declan. It didn't happen. Better luck next time.
No, Declan. No!
There's always next year.
No!
Think of how many years you waited for Fallout 4.
No! I'm a millennial. I need it now. I was given almost next to no evidence that it was happening, and it didn't happen. I need it now.
I mean, if you need it now, then you need to call J.G. Westworth.
Fuck you. No time for jokes. I was told
there
was nothing but speculation and minimal evidence at that, and it didn't happen. I feel cheated.
Good.
It was supposed to happen.
It didn't happen.
Nobody said it was going to happen, but it should have happened because I wanted it, and that's why it should have happened.
Well, sometimes you don't always get what you want.
Bullshit. I get what I want because I was born in 1996. I get everything I want. No one ever told me no growing up. I'm your host, Vince.
And I'm your pro-gamer host, Declan.
Welcome to Atomic Radio, where the show that dives into the wreckage of this post-apocalyptic, the post-nuclear podcast. Yeah, it didn't happen. E3 came and it went. Well, it's technically still going on. But all of the press conference-y stuff is going on now.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you listen to this, E3 is out of here.
Yeah, it'll be over.
It didn't happen, but there were some silver linings.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a really, really good year, and it was average at best. I'm shortchanging it a little bit. It was an 8.
I mean, yeah, I would say 8. It hasn't been, I mean, some of the Nintendo stuff makes me want to say 8.5.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a sucker. I'm a big sucker.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call me Young Lollipop because I'm a big sucker.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not proud of that one.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, I dropped my water.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm just upset.
Fucking numbnuts.
So, all right. You know what? I want to talk about E3 probably just as much as you want to talk about E3.
But we have to talk about not E3 first.
We're going to talk about the lore real quick. So yes. I thought it would be fitting, being that E3 is all about games, we could talk about one of the games that came out of the Fallout series, and that is Caravan.
I don't understand Caravan.
Neither do I. I've been replaying New Vegas, and I have no fucking clue what I'm doing at all times. I even write the lore like in a separate book, which I get all of my lore from fallout.fandom.com. And I read the lore multiple times, and I try. Okay, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't have written down how to play, because I'm gonna read it off the website. Because every time I tried to write it, I found out that I was just writing the same shit over, but differently, but not at the same time.
And just not figuring out how to play at all.
Yeah, and like part of me wanted to go grab a deck of cards, but the whole point of Caravan is to have like jumbled up cards. So I'm like, yeah. I don't want to fuck up two different decks. So the whole time I'm just like, yeah, what am I doing? So real quick, let's get into this lore for episode 49. It was created by Caravan guards using other cards they could get their hands on. It is cobbled together with loose cards. It's not played in casinos and is popular along the Long 15 or Interstate 15. Caravan allows you to build decks from any card, often coming up with devious deck strategies. Often played for caps, NCR, dollars, or Legion coins. Players are often poor, so the stakes are quite low. You can get a free deck from Ringo at Good Springs if you do the quest where you're like, let me help him out.
Oh yeah, the one where he's in the gas station.
And now I'm gonna read you right off the wiki, and I don't ever want to read right off the wiki because I feel shitty, but I could not write it down in any.
I'm gonna pull it up because I still to this day don't know how to play.
It makes no sense. Like, it makes zero fucking sense. And I just played it. Like, I went into my Fallout game, found Ringo at what's the caravan company? Crimson Caravans. And I was like, Ringo, would you like to play? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, what the fuck? So bidding. At the outset of the game, the opponent will place a bid. The player can name, can either match or raise non-player characters. Will not match every bid, only raising about 50% of the initial bid. The player can bid any amount they want, limited only by their opponent's bid and the amount of money they have to build a deck. Caravan decks
makes sense,
right?
Yeah,
you read it too with me.
Yeah, all right. That makes all right. Bidding makes sense. All right, step one, check. We're good.
Okay, building a deck. Caravan decks are comprised of at least 30 cards. From one or more traditional playing card sets. So do I get a fucking Uno card? What do you mean one or more traditional playing cards?
I think that just means you could use any amount of
Just regular of 52 pick 'em up.
Yeah.
Fucking, I can't hit you with like a fucking four times reverse pick it up twice.
No. You can't just hit them with like Mecha Hitler from Cards Against Humanity.
The deck may have any number of cards of any type, although it cannot have duplicate cards of the same set. For example, a King of Spades with the tops on the reverse and the King of Spades with Gamora on the reverse are acceptable, but more than one King of Spades from the tops deck is not. So you could have one that's like a plain one, a tops one, a Gamora, and an Ultralux, I guess. Any duplicate cards purchased by the player are automatically filtered out of the selection process. To build a custom deck, prior to beginning the game, the player is presented with the deck creation interface. The interface consists of two rows of cards, both representing each card in the deck. The visible cards in the top row represent the playable deck, with the bottom row are the unused cards. A deck is created by moving cards from the bottom row to the top row using the add button. Cards can also be removed using the remove button. Holy shit, right, so who
the
standard
thunk? UI. Okay, yeah. Some standard UI.
The random deck button will randomly select cards, creating a new caravan deck each time from all available cards in your total card pool. Once the
so
player
you're saying the random button gives you a random deck.
Yeah.
How about that shit?
Yeah. Once you're done creating your deck, you can move on to the game. No shit. Finished decks will be saved and cannot
be
edited.
So building decks. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, game. So here we go. Gameplay. Caravan is played with two characters building three opposing caravans or bids of numbered cards. The goal is to outbid the opponent in all three caravans by keeping the number of points each above 20 and below 27, so 21 to 26, while preventing the opponent from doing the same. Each game begins with each player taking 8 cards from the deck and placing one numeric card or ace on each of the caravans. A player may not discard during this initial round. Once both players have started their three bids, each player may do one of the following their turn. Play one card and draw a new card from the deck to their hand. Discard one card from their hand and draw a new card from the deck. Disband one of three caravans by removing all cards from that caravan. After the initial card is played, the following card determines the direction of the caravan, either ascending or descending numerically. All subsequent cards must continue that numeric direction and or match the suit of the previous card. Playing a same suit card will change the direction of the caravan if applicable. Cards of the same numeric value cannot be played in sequence regardless of suit. Face cards and jokers can be attached to the ace or numeric card in caravan, including your opponents, and affect them in various ways. A total of three cards may be attached to any given regular card, after which the only way to remove that card is through the use of a jack or discarding the entire caravan. Not fucking bad for a kid with dyslexia.
Yeah, I mean, public school doesn't prevail today. All right, my understanding is like 7 out of 10. I think I could probably get this.
How? I need to play this. And even when I play it, I don't understand it.
I mean, I was just like visualizing it in my brain, like in like this imaginary game space. So I don't know how to portray what my brain is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I can... The thing is, I don't know what the aces and jacks and like jokers and stuff do.
They're probably all 10s. Except for an ace, which is probably either a 1 or 11, or it's an 11 or a 10.
Oh, actually, they do funny, fancy stuff. There's a little table below. Do you want me to read
those? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. We're going to, like, double-team this
We're going to double-team them. Yeah. That's,
okay.
So, ace. Adds one to the caravan. So, it acts as a 1.
The number cards are their own value.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jack, remove that card from the table. You can play it on an ace or a 2 through 10 card. It removes that card from the table along with any face cards attached to it. Queen can be played on ace or a number card. Changes the suit of the card played and reverses the direction of the caravan if played on the lead card. For example, playing a Queen of Hearts on the lead card in a 5-7-9 caravan will change the 9 to hearts and make the direction descending. Multiple queens may be placed on the same card. Okay, I think I'm kind of getting this. It's kind of like playing three games of Uno with extra bullshit rules, is what I'm getting so far.
Son, Uno fucking slaps.
Uno does slap.
Uno is it's a hitter, it slaps, it's heat.
It is heat.
You want to start an Uno podcast?
Yeah. All right, wait, before we continue, are you team... you can stack, or team no stacks?
Of course you can stack. That makes the game so much more fun.
According to the official Uno Twitter, you can't stack.
Yeah, official rules is nuts. Wrong. Get the fuck out of here. They don't know what they're talking about. The game was made how many years ago?
All right, king. Double the value of the number card it's played on. For example, a king played on a 4 adds 4 to the caravan. Multiple kings can be placed on the same card for multiplication effects. Okay. And Joker... effects change based on whether the Joker is played on an ace or a number card. So if the Joker is placed on an ace, it removes all other non-face cards. Wait, what? Wait. When played against ace, Jokers played on aces remove other non-face cards of the ace's suit from the table. What the fuck?
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off, but I need to call someone out.
You're calling it?
Who?
What? I don't know. What are we doing?
Kyle, I know you're listening. Learn how to play this, and I want you to show me, because you're good with board games.
Yeah, actually, special guest Kyle would be suited for this.
Yeah, this is something that Kyle would...
Wow, did you just public school it right there?
I just, because I don't know what's going on, Declan. I'm scared and afraid.
So when it's played on an ace, it does some bullshit. When it's played on a number card, jokers played on number cards remove all other cards of this value from the table. For example, a joker played on the 4 of hearts removes all other 4s other than the card the joker is played on.
So it's the fucking Thanos snap.
Yeah, it just snaps a value. Okay, multiple jokers can be played on the same card, which is interesting. Okay, that has entirely fucked my perception of this game. I now don't understand it at all.
So if you win, the caravan is considered sold with the value of the cards is either 20 or over 20, under 27. The opponent may still outbid it by increasing the value of their opponent's pile while staying within the 21 to 26 range. The game ends when each of the competing caravans is sold either to the opponent or the player, with the victor providing a better bid for at least two caravans. In the event of a tie between any two matched caravans, the game continues until one side has a better bid. The player with two or more sails on their side at the end of the game wins the pot. If either player runs out of cards to discard before the winning condition is met, the player will not be able to discard and will be declared the loser regardless of how many winning caravans there are.
Ooh, so there is an extra layer of strategy to make it more fucking complex.
It is possible to win if outbidding the other players is not possible. When running out of opportunities to win, continuously discard empty caravan piles instead of discarding the individual card in your hand if placing face cards can cause the opportunity to not sell their caravan. While the player keeps at least one card in their hand, then they should be able to win. The opponent does not know how to select an empty... What? They should be able to
You're
win because...
turning into a robot.
Should be able to win because the opponent does not know how to select an empty caravan slot and discard it in order to stall the victory. The idea is that the player's hand would be predominantly face cards. Towards the realization of their inability to win, and they would use the strategy to win. Face cards are imperative because interaction with the opponent's caravan cannot work without them.
So I would just like to say this on behalf of both of us, but what the fuck?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. There's in the notes here. I have a couple notes here. Planting currency into your opponent's pockets will increase the money. So if a dude only has 200 caps on him, but you take him for 200 caps, you can just put it back and keep playing.
Okay.
Ringo gives you the first deck. So when you're betting on the caravans, this is something that I actually really, really like. When you're betting on the caravans, there's six different caravans, and each spot is a location in New California. So there's the Boneyard, Redding, Shady Sands, Dayglo, New Reno, and the Hub.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So if you go to a merchant and, like, the highest a merchant will play, like, if you give them a lot of money, like, say you buy all their shit, they can bid up to 81.5% of their entire money.
Holy shit, you can get thousands of caps.
But you can only do it five times per merchant.
Well, they just, like, refuse to play after that?
There's only a few merchants. I don't know, I think they just kind of cap out that level.
Okay.
Because you can play with Cliff at the Dino Bite gift shop. I'm not sure who else you can... I know for a fact he is.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of people on the strip can play.
Probably. Oh. You can play with Ambassador Crocker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he has like 2,000 caps on him because he's just like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh,
there's
there a
game limit. There's a game limit of 5 games from, I guess, with Cliff, John Sinash, who's in Prim, Little Buster in Camp McCarran. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry, Lacey in the Mojave Outpost, and Quartermaster Mayers. Myers? M-A-Y-E-R-S? M-A-Y... Yeah. Mayers. M-A-Y... Quartermaster Mayers.
Oh, that's Maze.
Maze? How's that a maze? Yeah.
There's no R in it.
Yeah, well, I'm dyslexic and went to public school. Fuck you, that's Maze. Maze is M-A-Z-E, and that's delicious corn. Fuck you.
No, that's Mayes.
That is my yes.
My yes.
Quartermaster my yes. Fucking my head hurts.
All of these people sound like cowboys. All these names.
No Barg Noonan.
Here there's no Barg Noonan coming down from the south.
Fuck you.
Cliff Briscoe. Dale Barton.
Dale. Just Dale.
Keith.
I'm fucking Keith. Keith. Shout out to all the Keiths.
Yeah. Keith gang.
Yes. So, alright. You cool? You cool, Caravan?
Yeah, I'm done with Caravan. Caravan is not my drink of choice.
Caravan's fucking dead to me. I'm gonna play New Vegas again and just... I have a luck of 2.
Oh, I have a luck of like 9.
And I'm just gonna fucking, I'm just gonna try it again, just to fucking try it again, because I just fucking want to cry every time I think about it. You can win, like, instantly if you make an entire deck of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and kings.
No shit.
Yeah, you just win, because you have to hit 26. So you're just like, bop, huh. Bop, 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 bow.
I guess that does make the most
sense. Yeah, which is fucking like... So, you know, Kyle, I know you're listening.
Yeah, Kyle, you're going to play this.
Get on it.
Yeah. We'll let you come out of the basement if you learn how to play.
Yeah. And if you learn how to teach us right, you don't get the belt. So you want to go on to E3?
I would love to go on to E3. Because I'm an elite gamer.
You want to talk about Bethesda's first?
Do you want to make that the cherry on the cake, or do you want to get that out of the way?
You put cherries on cake?
I don't fucking know. Well, you put cherries on some shit.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah, let's do that. Sure. Let me get my notes together. I have, like, fucking notes on notes on notes on notes.
We call them young notes.
All right, Declan, that's enough.
I'm sorry.
Nintendo. Let's just get right into Nintendo.
Every
man baby his favorite toy. If your wife's boyfriend will buy one for you, a Switch.
I mean, if you say so, I like the Switch. But Animal Crossing Switch, yes, all kinds of yes. Mm. A bunch of Weeaboo games, so that's cool if you like that.
Yeah.
We got a teaser for Breath of the Wild 2. And I'm very excited about that, because I love Breath of the Wild.
Maybe this one will be good.
Just like the first one, yeah.
I don't think it's bad. I have problems with
it. It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening remastered.
That looks remake. Cool. That looks cool. That's one I've always wanted to play. Yeah. Did you see it's getting an amiibo?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's getting a neat little amiibo. Little amoebus.
Cool. A little amoebus.
You know, my stupid monkey brain sees shit like that and goes, I want to collect.
What else was there? The two new Smash characters.
Dragon Quest.
That one was rumored for a while.
Really?
And then there's the absolute meme of Banjo-Kazooie, which we never thought we would actually see.
I don't understand why people were freaking out about it. It's just Banjo. Like, my whole thing with Smash is it's fun. And it's really fun when you get a bunch of people together, but there's no story mode.
Yeah, there is. I mean, a really good story
mode. There's a story mode, but there's not like it's not deep. It's not like you're learning about characters and their flaws, and like you're not learning about yourself while you do it. It's just Kirby got a smash.
I mean, people.
It's like saying Minecraft has a story mode.
No, but like, there's actually like. An adventure mode in Smash.
No, I know, but there's not like you're just Kirby trying to save other people, right?
That's not what you're there for, but it's a welcome treat.
I understand that, but when you tell me there's no story mode and it's pretty much an arcade game that's $60, I have a hard time justifying it.
I mean, I play Smash all the time. Some people take it very seriously, and I think that's cool. If people like to play competitive, that's awesome. I'm excited to try the new characters. I mean, I've been following the Banjo Kazooie, like the Banjo Kazooie in Smash thing is kind of like Ridley for Smash.
You know who they really should have put in Smash?
Who?
I was actually surprised it wasn't the Terminator, because there's like 9 new Terminator things.
Wait, what?
Coming out. Yeah, there's like a handful of Terminator things that are coming out. Like Terminator, there's Terminator DLC that's coming out for at least 3 things, I think.
There's a rumor that Doom Guy is going to be in Smash.
Yeah, I really would love to see Doom Guy punch Mario's head into his chest and then put a grenade up his ass and blow him out. That would be awesome.
His final Smash could be the BFG.
It probably is.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
It's probably going to be what Sonic's final Smash is, but a little bigger and he can't control it.
But the Doom Guy is the most powerful entity in the universe. He has to be able to control it.
No, not that he can't control the BFG. He could probably point it, but he can't control it once it's shot. I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like it's going to probably act like Chain Lightning.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, that's kind of how it works with in Doom 2016.
I would love to throw a hook into Peach's face. Like, I would love for it to be actually brutal. Like, I would love for it to be, like, really, really fucking crazy.
Blood everywhere.
Just blood everywhere. Like you run up on Luigi and you slice him in half, and then you run up to Ness and you, like,
you just glory kill Yoshi and he just, like, falls apart.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You make Yoshi eat himself into an egg, and then, like, you can kick him off the stadium as he's like, I committed tax fraud. And then the fucking Duck Hunt dog shows up and he grabs the gun that his final smash is done with and fucking shoots the dog in the mouth like 15 times.
Jesus.
Like let's see the Doom guy. Don't pussify the Doom guy because you're, and that's why I don't think he's going to be in the game. Don't pussify the Doom guy because you're putting him in a Nintendo game. It wasn't long ago where Nintendo, you couldn't have crosses in your game.
And now, Simon and Richter.
Yeah.
Those are some Jesus-loving men.
What else is there?
From Nintendo?
The Luigi's Mansion 3. They moved Animal Crossing to next year.
I'm okay with that. I want them to make it better, as good as take as much time as you need.
That's a game that I really want to like, but every time I've tried, I can't get into it.
It's definitely not it's a very slow paced game. It's something that you really can't grind. It's just something you need to like experience over time.
I think that's kind of the thing is like, I want to play a game for like 4 or 5 hours and do a bunch of shit, where Animal Crossing's like, come in, talk to your neighbor, get off. Like, okay.
And then get into massive amounts of mortgage debt from Tom Nook.
Yeah. Like,
shit. The Cadence of Hyrule looks really fucking good.
I didn't see that.
That's the it's made by the people that made Necrodancer.
I don't even know what that is. I've been very busy.
That's fair. So, Crypt of the Necrodancer is a game for, I think it's for PC and PlayStation, where everything happens, like, on the beat, and you're, like, in this dungeon crawl.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it's really fucking cool, and it has, like, this really awesome music. But basically, they're making a version where it's a 2D Zelda game, but it's all, like, Zelda music and stuff. It's so cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, that's something that if the price is right, I'll definitely get it. It's not a game that I'd pay $60, but I'd probably pay, like, 20, 25.
You know what they should have put in Smash?
Who?
Keanu fucking Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
He was like everywhere.
Are we going to talk about Microsoft now?
We'll get there, but I have it written down for Smash, Keanu. Yeah, like, dude, the new John Wick comes out. He's going to be in the new Toy Story. He's going to be in...
Wait, he's in the new Toy Story?
Yeah, he's in the new Toy Story.
Well, who's he play?
I don't know. I don't care. It's Pixar ran out of ideas, and now they're trying to just...
John Wick it.
No, now they're just trying to... well, also, John Lasseter, the guy who was, like, the head of Pixar, mm-hmm. was, like, sexually mischievous.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he would, like... I mean, this is... I'm not saying this. This is all what I've heard. From what I've heard, he would, like, grab women and, like, make women give him hugs at work and shit. He'd be like,
that's
oh, give me a hug.
That's
and they'd
gross.
Be like, no. And they'd be like, give me a hug. Yeah.
That's gross.
That's all I've heard. I don't know if that's true, so don't fucking sue me, Pixar. I'm just relaying words that I've heard.
I mean, the grapevine is dangerous.
No, it is. So I'm not saying these are true, but I remember he was
alleged.
He was let go with pay because of allegations.
Ah.
So I don't know if
which
he's
is
still...
not nice.
Yeah. So I don't know, because it's... 2019, you could say whatever you want, and people don't fact-check things, much like myself. I'm not fact-checking anything. I'm just telling you what I heard. John Lasseter could be a very nice man. He fucking made a lot of films that I loved when I was a child.
And probably still to this day.
I don't think Toy Story 4 needs to happen.
I agree.
You know what? Hold on. We were talking about this in the Discord the other night. No one's talking about how the new Aladdin movie, Will Smith, a black male...
Yes.
Is playing the role of a slave, and nobody's talking about it in a Disney movie.
Oh, fuck.
A genie is your slave.
I had never really thought of it in that context.
And nobody's talking about this. And Disney's trying to portray itself like it's this all-encompassing, no racism, everyone's included type of thing. But it's the same company that made Song of the South, and
it was a different time. Well, not saying it's that, not an excuse.
No, it's the same thing with the Tom and Jerry cartoons. It's bullshit that they were trying to get them taken off the air because of the maid character. And they put that little intro thing in front of them that's like, we don't believe in this anymore. It was a different time, but you shouldn't censor the past just because of what the present says. These are historical for their own reasons, and we understand that it's wrong. And that's not exactly what it said.
I feel like it's important to acknowledge things, but not, like, cover them up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's important to learn over time.
Of course. But what I'm getting at is, I don't think they've ever released Song of the South on home video. Like, VHS, never. DVD, definitely never. Blu-ray, no. But
I mean, with good reason.
But you go to Disney World, and all you hear is Zippity-Doo-Dah. And that's from Song of the South.
And I always forget that.
You know what I mean? Like,
where were we?
Other cool games I have written down. Halo Infinite for all 17 people who still play Halo.
Are we talking about Microsoft?
Yeah,
now?
I mean, there's nothing else for Nintendo. I think Nintendo, I didn't watch it because I was at work, and by the time I got home, there was, other than special guest Kyle, nobody had messaged me or I'd seen anything on Twitter. I hadn't seen anything that wasn't already new Animal Crossing's coming out, Breath of the Wild Switch, new Breath of the Wild sequel, and Animal Crossing is now next year and takes place in the desert, and I think that was like everything. So if it didn't make enough waves, I'm not considering it like a real...
I mean, it was a good show. There were a lot of really cool things announced. It just, I wasn't like super blown away. Not like when they released the original trailer for Breath of the Wild.
Fucking Reggie wasn't there, my man.
Yeah, that's sad.
So, yeah, there was, and I didn't see all of Microsoft. I saw most of Microsoft. I only missed a little part, and I think I watched the rest of it. If I missed a piece, I missed a piece. Halo Infinite, Gears 5. I didn't know people were still playing Gears. Cyberpunk 2077.
Yo, I'm excited for that.
Did you watch when Keanu came out for that part?
Yeah, I watched the Microsoft showcase.
When he came out, and he goes, this is all breathtaking. Someone yelled at him and goes, you're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking.
They gave that dude a fucking collector's edition for free.
Yeah, his Twitter handle has, like, his first name, breathtaking last name.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Do you have anything you want to say about Cyberpunk?
I'm just very excited for it. I am a sucker for, like, cyberpunk as a genre. Mm-hmm. I'm super interested in, like, dystopian mechs and shit.
I don't think it's dystopian. I think it's...
I mean, cybernetic enhancements in the seedy underground of a metropolis? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to play it. It seems like it's up my alley for shit that looks cool.
And even though CD Projekt Red is kind of a bad company...
Hold on. How are they a bad company?
They, like, hardcore abuse their workers.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they are really bad to their games professionals.
Shit.
Yeah. That super sucks, but I'm still going to play it and just see that their work was worth it.
I mean, you don't have to justify it. If you want to play a game, play a game. It doesn't matter if the work...
I know.
What sneakers do you wear?
Brooks running shoes.
Do you have a pair of Nikes?
I don't think I do.
I was going to say, if you have a pair of Nikes and you're going to complain about people who make video games working conditions when there's like a 14-year-old somewhere in China getting paid 39 cents a day and half a bag of purple Doritos to make you a pair of fucking sneakers.
Yeah.
It's the same shit, just different country, and the reason why you don't think about it is because you don't live there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
What else happened? There was a bunch.
Microsoft released 2, baby! Oh my god.
Double Fine was is a part of Microsoft Game Studios
which
now.
Scared me.
They weren't dissolved, but Microsoft Game Studios, quote unquote, is just a collection of smaller game studios.
Yeah, which is cool because if it could give someone like it could give a company like Double Fine, who's never really had the what do you call it, the money, because like every game they make is a critical success, but a financial flop in the biggest way. So, yeah. I mean, did you see how good Psychonauts 2 looks?
It looks really cool. So I didn't play the first one, but it looks really cool.
Psychonauts 2 or Psychonauts 1 has some of the best writing. And if you know me, you know I want the story.
Yeah.
It has.
You don't skimp on your stories.
It has one of the fucking. It's one of the most quotable games. Every time I hear anybody saying, like, the milkman, my first thought is, I am the milkman. My milk is delicious. Like, dude, it's so. That and when you go to the play world, it's the. I'm drowning in a quagmire of self pity. That shit's so fucking funny. Like, it's so fucking funny.
You still say those things to this
day. I do. Fuck, I love Psychonauts, and I've only played through it once. There's a whole mission where you, like, pretend like you're Godzilla and you fight these monster fish. It's so cool, dude. It's such a good game. Outer Worlds looks awesome.
Looks awesome. I'm very excited for it. We still haven't seen a whole lot of gameplay, which, for a game that's coming out
in October,
late,
it's October 24th, a day after October. Great War Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to see. I'd like to see a first 10 minutes kind of thing.
Yes and no. I wouldn't want to see the first 10 minutes. I'd maybe want to see 10 minutes after the first 2 hours because I,
no, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Cause I like that first initial, like learning how everything works.
Yeah.
I like, that's what I call the baby deer phase.
Okay.
Cause you're trying to like get your legs and get situated. And then by like 2 hours in, you're like,
and
okay,
figuring out all the controls.
Yeah. You're like, okay, I think I understand how the game works. Like, I think the baby deer phase is very, very crucial for me enjoying a game.
Oh yeah.
Borderlands 3 is Borderlands 3.
We've talked about Borderlands 3.
Fucking Sun Wong. If I'm saying his name correctly, hold on a
Pro
second.
Pro ZD for the uninitiated.
Yeah. Is gonna be fucking Flack. That dude
Which
used
is
to
so
make vines.
Cool.
He used to make vines, my man.
I know. And his YouTube channel is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I love ProZD. I've followed him since back in the day.
He just did a video where he tried every single type of Oreo.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wasteland, Wasteland 3. No one's talking about this. Wasteland.
Wait, I didn't see that.
Yeah, exactly. Wasteland 1 is the reason why Fallout exists.
Wait, what conference was Wasteland 3 announced?
Microsoft.
I watched Microsoft. I didn't see that shit.
No, I watched most of it too, and I missed it. And I was looking up a list and I saw Wasteland 3. And then Kyle told me about it too. So Wasteland 1 comes out, and it was like, this game has consequences, and if you die, you die. And then from what I understand, Tim Kaine was like, I would very much like to make something in the vein of this, and that's when Fallout became the spiritual successor to Wasteland. And then later on, Wasteland 2 came out, and I remember it was kickstarted and then Steam greenlit, and it was kind of like the successor to the original Fallout. So
yes.
So it was like Wasteland comes out, Fallout's the successor to Wasteland, Wasteland 2 comes out, and that's like the spiritual successor to Fallout 1.
Fallout. It's like Fallout. It's like Wasteland 2 is Wasteland 1's great-grandchild.
From a different marriage.
Yes, from a different marriage.
Yeah. I want to try it. I haven't played 2. I've played very little of 1. It's a very old game, so it's like really weird for me to play because it's older. It's much older than I am.
Yeah.
Did you see the Lego Star Wars game?
Yeah.
9 movies. I'm going to get that just on fucking general principle.
Yeah, one of my first games for the PlayStation 2 when I was growing up was Lego Star Wars, the original saga.
Nice.
And I played the shit out of it, dude.
I just want to play as Kylo Ren and Darth Vader.
Yeah,
like,
that's
stupid,
cool.
Yeah.
And if it has networked multiplayer, if you get it for PC, we can just play together.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
There was also,
I know it has local multiplayer, the original ones.
Oh, they always do. A Lego game without multiplayer is like not, it's like not a reason. Yeah. Battletoads is coming back.
I heard that shit and I was like wildin'. I was like, yo, Battletoads!
Dude, I still will do that randomly.
Yeah, just like to indicate that you're paused.
You, just because I'm like trying to think of something. Like if I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? With like, that shit's gonna be. I'm gonna get that.
It's gonna
just
be,
to try
that's
it.
Gonna,
well, if
it's
I
gonna
can.
Be fire.
Yeah, I don't have an Xbox. I might get it on PC if I can.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably subscribe to Game Pass.
Gears Pop. Why?
I'm good. Pass.
Minecraft.
Oh wait, it looks kind of
cool.
Mine
Dungeon. Minecraft Dungeons.
It looks kind of cool, but I'm not sure if it's gonna be the game for me.
I'm good. Yo, Phantasy Star Online 2?
Yes.
Do you know anything about Phantasy Star?
No, I just know that it's fucking ginormous.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Phantasy Star Online was a, what the fuck is that Sega console that I can never remember the name of?
Genesis?
No, the last one. One of the last ones.
One of the last ones?
The fucking ones the Sonic games are on. The 3D Sonic games. The Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, yeah.
That was a game that was on the Dreamcast, and people were, like, modding their Dreamcast to continue to play after the servers went down.
Wow.
What else do we have? Lego Forza. I take back everything I've ever said about Forza that was bad, because I could play as Lego cars.
Yeah, that's super cool.
I'm
not one for racing games, but that did look really fun.
Yeah, there's Borderlands 2 free DLC. Get it before 2 weeks of them showing it, I think it is, because then you have to pay $15 for it, so get it now. Even if you don't own the game and you want to get it later, get it because it's free.
Yeah, you might as well get a code while you can.
Halo Kart Racing?
I'm good.
Marcus Fenix Files His Taxes Simulator?
Wait, what?
No, I'm pretty sure those are fake. I was looking at a list of all the games, and they put a couple fake ones, and those were on there, and I had to write them down. They showed 60 games, I'm pretty sure it was, at the Microsoft conference, and I was really only excited about 15, which...
That's a lot of games.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm saying, like, that's a lot for people. Like, if I was only excited about 15, someone who, like... actually
someone
likes things.
Yeah, someone who's a very like avid gamer that plays a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
They've got a big shopping list this holiday season.
Yeah. But other than that, you want to move on to Bethesda?
I do.
Okay.
I would like to say Doom Eternal.
Okay, we're going to get there.
Dude.
I have everything kind of sequentially.
All right. I do have to give a shout out to a very special woman at some point.
Oh?
Yes.
So just general info of their thing. I didn't think their conference was that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Everybody was shitting on it. I feel like the only person who didn't hate it.
I didn't think it was that bad. I think they definitely toned it back from last year, which was good.
Yeah, the biggest thing was that
last year was decadent.
Last year was a lot. They were also kind of like, cocaine and strippers, we ain't never gonna die. We're Bethesda, we've never fucked up once.
Yeah.
And then it was like, fuck.
we ballsed it up.
Yeah. I think the biggest complaint is that they didn't show gameplay, they just showed CG trailers. But we can get into that when we talk about the games that only showed that. Fuck. It opens with a compliment video, or them just kind of jerking themselves off about how great they are.
Also thanking the fans. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Pete Hines is alive, thank God.
Yeah, thank God he's not dead. He's seeing our tweets.
Todd Howard comes out fucking slinging dick like Curtis Mayfield.
Although, I think he tastefully swung dick.
Dude, he was giving it out like it was going out of style.
I mean, he was wearing gamer professional gear.
Yes. Yeah, like, you notice that? A lot of blazers and fucking t-shirts with jeans.
And, like, dark tinted jeans. Yeah, that's not business casual. That's gamer formal.
Gross.
Absolutely disgusting.
They show a lot of mobile games, which is whatever.
Mobile games are cool, but they're not my primary focus.
People were saying, and I thought this was fucking banana sandwiches, people were saying that Bethesda paid their audience to be hyped up.
Come on!
Like, you really can't enjoy things that much that you have to say that somebody faked their audience?
Yeah, that's just absolutely nuts to me.
This is something that actually, like, I kind of noticed when... Or, no, wait, hold on. Where is it? Oh, no, that's later on. Before Todd gets off the stage to talk about Blades, he says, thank you for the support and thank you for believing in us. And then he kind of waits and says, thank you. I know he's a man of a thousand lies, but...
I actually believed him in that very moment.
I genuinely believed him. I really did, because after the IGN interview, you can tell that he's still... he genuinely cares and loves about these worlds and these universes and these things that he's had a hand in creating, but it's just kind of like fallen into some weird, like, bizarro thing.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like, imagine you're on the bus, like, on your way to school, and you go on the same route every day, and you see this really...
Oh my god, I'm getting PTSD.
And you see this really cool house, like, off to the right,
mm-hmm.
and you drive by it every day, but, like, it just went, like it was, like, beautiful, there was a garden, and then, like, the people that were living there, like, died or, like, moved, and then it just kind of starts to go to shit.
Yeah.
And then you see someone else new moving in and just, like, trying to, like, clean up the garden and stuff, but the house is still run down.
It's kind of like trying, that. But
they're trying, and... They're really trying.
Everybody at E3 had on designer clothing.
Yeah, the fucking Gucci sneakers dude, on that the one dude.
Had Gucci sneakers, and then at the Microsoft one, either a Ferragamo or and I probably fucking butchered the way that's said. It's either Ferragamo or it was Henderscheme or Gucci belt on, and I'm looking at this dude going,
you've got clout.
You've got, like, so much money in, like, pay your fucking employees more.
Yeah, right?
Like,
games need unions.
And fucking, we will have that episode someday, but not now. It was just like, and then we were watching, I think it was Square? No, which one was it? It was the one where they ended with, like, a tournament that had, like, T-Pain and Lil Yachty in it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the dude comes out.
That might have been Ubisoft. I didn't see that
Yes,
one.
It was Ubisoft. The dude comes out wearing four or five chains, an iced out Vault Boy. And part of me was like, all right, I kind of want an iced out Vault Boy. But the dude had an off-white t-shirt on. And I was like, that t-shirt's like at least $600.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
When did gamers get so much clout?
Yeah. Then I just have some merch stuff I want to talk about real quick. The Doom Eternal Collector's Edition. Looks
dude, the helmet.
Fucking crazy. It's a helmet.
The helmet. It's the Doomslayer helmet.
It's a helmet. A playable cassette tape with download codes for both 2016 and Doom Eternal soundtrack. A lore book. A lithograph. It looks really cool.
And the soundtrack to Doom is incredible.
It's fucking 10 out of 10.
I'm pretty sure it's Mick Jordan.
It's Mick Gordon. Gordon.
Yeah, yeah, it's so fucking good. He samples a chainsaw.
I know. It's crazy. You can. This is something that I only wanted to bring up because I love little dumb, stupid shit like this. If you go to the Bethesda Gear site, they're now doing, like, a rewards program for their stuff. But you can now buy a pre-assembled Pip-Boy 2000 Mark IV, right?
Oh, like you got the kit.
Yeah, I got the kit. Do not buy the kit. Do not buy the kit. There's so Why? Many little pieces and so many parts broke on me. It's a really cool display piece because this is by far my favorite Pip-Boy. I love the design of it. I love the way it feels and the way it looks and how heavy it is.
It feels like retro.
It feels the most 40s out of any of them, but I would not advise buy the pre-made kit. Do not buy the assembly kit. But what they have now is you can buy an FM receiver. Like an FM radio that you can put where
so
the radio goes.
You can listen to music.
Yeah, and here's the best part. When you take it apart, like when you take it out of the box, it looks like components for like a kit in the '40s, the batteries that come with it are microfusion cells.
No shit.
Batteries are microfusion cells, right?
It's so fucking cool.
Dude, this one doesn't have it. There's another one I have to find the picture of. There's a picture on the back of it of Robert House holding
it.
A Pip-Boy. Can you put pictures of these?
Yeah, just shoot me a reminder.
Okay. Yeah, I love the picture of House holding the Pip-Boy. Like, that to me was like...
That was cool.
That was like
cool.
A squee moment. That's the like fucking... Yeah. Here it is. There's a Bluetooth speaker that's like a kit that's like a you could put the Pip-Boy on it and then it plays out of there. I guess?
Fuck, dude. That's like...
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yes.
Like, I want to spend all my money, but I have no money.
Yeah. And what's the coolest part about it is the speaker itself. Oh, God, you have to put a picture of this up. It's a person yelling at a megaphone, and it says Robco, a name you can trust. Premium 10-watt plug-and-play electroacoustic transducer, Robco, the number one name in quality noise. Like,
holy shit. And,
like,
it's like
parts
so
of it
authentic.
Have Robco branding on it. Like, I'm a sucker for shit like this.
Attention to detail of that cranked up to 11.
Of a universe that I'm so invested in that doesn't exist.
Oh my
Fuck.
God.
I want to just get through that quick. The fucking...
I've got some more things to say about the Bethesda conference, though.
No, we're going to go right back into it.
Okay.
I have here in my notes, Robert House, slinging dick, baby.
True.
Okay, so Blades. It's still pay to win, from what I understand. They now have...
But they're updating it.
It now has dragons and jewelry.
It's going to be on Switch now. So
yeah,
since it's free, I'll get it.
It is now out as of their conference, and it's coming to Switch.
I'll try it. I haven't tried it yet. So.
Can we save 76's updates for last?
Yeah.
Okay, great, because I want to yell. so Ghostwire Tokyo looks really cool.
Dude,
I think Ghostwire Tokyo...
It's so cool.
You know who it's made
by? One of the designers, yeah. Freaking Ikumi Nakamura, made my favorite game ever, Okami. Yeah. Holy shit. And yeah. She is so good. Like,
it looks really cool. It looks really cool.
It looks so cool, and she is so cool. And oh my god. Like, her energy just, like, radiated throughout the entire conference.
I didn't think she had a lot of energy. I thought she was very kind of scared. I don't know what everyone was getting all, like, overwhelmed over.
I mean, like,
you put
I knew
a girl
her
in front of a bunch of gamers. I mean, I get it, but still,
yeah. I knew her from Okami, so I was like, yo,
really,
yeah.
It looks cool. You explore Tokyo. Looks neat. It had a great CG trailer, which again, everyone's getting resurrected. I hope it has a Sekiro-like Japanese option. In Sekiro, you can put the game entirely in Japanese, but it has. English
subtitles.
I
That's
really hope
cool.
they do that.
That's really cool.
We have
for the true weebs in the audience.
Well, I would just do that because it's Japan. I'd want like a
and it's
true,
like it feels more authentic.
Yeah. ESO Elsewhere.
Apparently, ESO has jumped leaps and bounds, and I think that might be something I want to give another shot.
It had a really cool CG trailer, and I'm sitting the whole time watching it going, this is really cool, but I can't do any of these things in the game because it's an MMO. I can't cut a dragon's wing like that in that certain position because it's an MMO. But they increased their server capacity. Also, we had Commander Keen, which... Okay, so I should have said this earlier. We did like a watch-along in the Discord, so... shout-out to everybody who watched it with us. We're going to be talking about you guys more in a little bit.
Yeah.
Commander Keen came on, and I was like, Commander Keen! And I'm like,
he was
freaking
like
out. And
he was keening out.
Yeah. He was so keen, and he was almost Kel.
that one was dirty.
And I'm sitting there like, I'm going, what the fuck? Like, I never thought I'd see, and I never even played Commander Keen, but I know of it. And
it's a part of, like, the history.
Yeah. So... I was like, this has great art style. It's from 1990. So it came out fucking 6 years before I was even born.
Yeah.
And it has a great art style, but it's on mobile, so I don't really care. Elder Scrolls Legends, I totally forgot that it exists, and I have Keyforge, so I don't need to play a card game.
Yep.
Deathloop looks awesome.
That looks fucking awesome.
It has
I'm
a beautiful 60s film aesthetic, which I really liked. The main, I guess there's two main characters, but the guy, it's the same dude who did Lee from The Walking Dead Telltale.
Yeah. I heard the voice, and you immediately were like, yo, that's Lee.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to be like, come on, Clem. I was like, oh.
That game looks really cool.
There's a movie, and I don't know the name of it, because I know the Japanese name, because the Japanese name is way better. It's Tom Cruise, and it's called All You Need Is Kill. and it's a movie where he's like, it's like Groundhog's Day, but he's in the army, and that's what it reminded me of.
Hmm.
It looks really interesting, but again, another CG trailer. Where the fuck is Quake? Is the newest version of Quake out?
I think so, yeah.
Because they never talk about it. They're like, oh, there's QuakeCon, which they do everything at QuakeCon, but like, I don't know. I'm not going to play Quake. I don't have that much sweat in me to play it, I don't think.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
I'm not saying that in a derogatory sense. I'm saying that in like Quake is like...
It's a highly competitive game.
Well, yeah, it's a highly competitive game, but it's also... What's that one RTS game that was really big?
StarCraft?
Maybe StarCraft, where you have to put, like, 1,000 hours and just learn how the game works, and then you can, like, start playing. That's what Quake is. Like, it doesn't seem like my type of game. It's very competitive. Yeah. Rage 2? I love me some VHS really aesthetics. Cool. Yeah, it's got new cheat codes, new stuff... like guns and mechs and vehicles, new campaign missions.
New shit.
Yeah. Oh yes. New shit. It did say new. I actually have new shit written down and didn't say it. Wolfenstein, Youngblood and Cyberpilot. Both looks cool. Never played the other ones. Can't really say much about
Wolfenstein.
Them.
That one looks cool too.
All right. Doom.
Doom Eternal. Doom fucking Eternal.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal.
It looks fucking awesome.
It looks incredible.
Fucking bopping and zipping and dashing around. You fucking throw out your hook, zip over, do a dash to the left, and then
there's
do like a double jump.
And hell.
Yeah, you get to go to heaven. You get to. So this is the thing. Do we get to fight Jesus?
Oh, I hope there's like this like roided out Jesus that could just step on me.
Is his finishing kill a crucifixion? And hold on. Do we then have to wait 3 real days and then fight him a second time?
Fight him again.
But all 12 or 11, where is Judas? Do we meet Judas? Does Judas help
us
get to Jesus?
Hell.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So do 11 of Jesus's friends, do we have to beat the shit out of them too? And how's Mary Magdalene going to feel? Depending on which version of the Bible you're reading, he was married to her. I'm not saying this is canon. I'm not keeping up with the church's canon at this point.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure what's canon with the church right now.
We had Kratos killing gods. I want to see what, like, are the meta world gods? Like, what the meta gods, if we can kill them, I want to see what that's like.
I think fighting, like, these guardian angel type figures sounds really fucking
like,
cool.
Like, okay, when you get to heaven, do you just fight Peter? Like, do you just fight Peter and do you get his sword? Like, is your arm blade then become the flame sword that he
uses to guard heaven?
Yeah, like, do we get to take a part of the pearly gate and then shove it up a demon's ass? Wait, hold on. If we bring a demon to heaven, do they just incinerate instantly? Or do they turn
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm not sure
I'm not sure how the Argent energy kind of, like, factors into the whole heaven situation.
I think it looks really good.
It looks really fucking good. The game, it looks like a game that's just, it feels like a raw. It feels like it's going to envelop all of my senses to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of feel that about Doom 2016.
Yes.
Like, it really pulls me in.
Yeah.
And, like, takes me for a roller coaster ride.
I would... You know how people who, like, do drugs, they jaw? Like, they sit there and they just, like, grind their teeth?
Yeah.
I would get so focused on playing Doom that I would chew on my cheeks. And I would, like, come out of it and be like, oh, I'm bleeding. Like, I'd be put such in a trance that I would just, like, chew on them. And I do that sometimes when I'm trying to, like, pay attention. Is like, I'm one of those people that when I'm trying to pay attention, I leave my mouth slightly agape and I don't know why. Or I chew on my cheeks and I would, like... I remember I was eating sunflower seeds and playing Doom and my mouth hurt. Which I think if you're going to play Doom, you should hurt a little bit while you play it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like a test of masochism there.
Yeah. There's a shoulder cannon that looks awesome. The soundtrack is fucking bananas. It comes out November 22nd. There's a battle mode that looks really cool.
That looks cool as shit because it's two demons against one Doomslayer.
And then you can summon demons.
And guess what? The demons are never going to win because you're fighting the Doomslayer.
It looks really cool.
I'm very excited.
That's really all I have about their press conference.
I'm almost excited enough to pre-order it.
I might go to the midnight for it.
Oh, cool. If there's enough people around here that want to get it, I'll probably do the same.
Especially because Kyle and I were talking. There's a couple games that, like, Outer Worlds I'm definitely going for the midnight for. There's a few of them that I know I'm going to definitely go for.
Like, I'm not really sure what I want to go to a release for.
Just go, dude.
I mean, I only buy physical on the Switch.
You hurt me.
I know, but hey, I have Steam, so that's that.
You want to talk about you want to talk about 76?
I know you want. No, I know you don't want to talk about 76. You want to yell about it?
No, I want to talk about. I'm excited.
You want to yell in a good way?
I love how. I'm sorry. Go on.
I like excited. How in the beginning they're like, we kind of fucked up.
Yeah. There's actually, I have a note about that. Todd comes out and he's like, okay, we fucked up. I get it. There's a point in here that he actually said, I didn't expect people to actually come back. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. That's something else. I'll get to that later. I apologize. Where is it? Okay. He goes, they keep calling out and then they go, we got a lot of well-deserved criticism. And he goes, the team kept working on it and you kept playing it with a snide smile. And I kind of took that as like, who's the bigger fucking idiot? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who's the bigger idiot? You for buying it or us for keep working on it? Like, we got your money.
Might as well get my money worth.
Yeah. He goes, and this is something I like, goes, we made a post-apocalyptic survival game, and everyone's nice. People leave food and drink for people, and they wave at each other. Which, we were speaking in the Discord one time, and someone told me they had been playing for like 80-plus hours, if not more. And they were like, I just got griefed for the first time. I don't think I've ever been griefed.
No, I've never been griefed.
I think I did it. No, I haven't. I went and killed people that had bounties on them, but I've never been griefed. I've never done a griefing.
Yeah, I've only ever been killed when I deserved it for a bounty.
And then, Declan.
Yes. We got some news.
I'm just gonna rip into this.
Alright, yeah, rip and tear, my man.
Wastelanders is coming out in the fall, right? And something that I want to make...
Tell me what your thoughts are.
Something that I just want to make apparent. Either I am completely blinded by this franchise, or... Because, like, I'm watching this and I'm getting chills. And I'm like, oh my god, it's the fucking Fallout I know and I love. We are getting non-human, non-player NPCs. We are getting quest lines. We are getting consequences. We are getting choices. We are getting actions. But most importantly, we are getting
the cherry on top.
Motherfucking dialogue options. We are getting a tree of different choices, and your choices impact the world, and I can say shit. And depending on my perception and my charisma, I can go, ooh, this looks like a thing I would fucking say. Fuck you, Daniel, I think his name was. I don't like your organization. Fuck you. Fuck the ground you stand on and the Brahmin you rode in on. Fucking... When we watched it live with the Discord,
I remember like,
adamantly screaming, dialogue options, dialogue options.
Yeah, like, your brain had degraded to like a primal state of just dialogue options.
I was like, oh, there's at least five of them there. Like,
and then somebody said, I wonder if there's a voice protagonist. And you said, shut the fuck up.
I was like, it's not just yes, no, yes, yes, but more information first, and yes, but funny. Oh my god, I was so excited. I'm like, ooh, dialogue options. New weapons and gear.
New weapons and gear, that's cool. Can I talk about the next thing?
How do you feel about it? Before we use that dirty word on our show, how do you feel about it?
I think uh, I'm for one, interested.
Okay.
I just want to say, buckle up, all you Fortnite gamers. There's a new papa in town because Battle Royale game mode is coming to Fallout.
I have not played. They said it was free. I went on to play, and they were like, oh, you need PlayStation Plus. And I was like,
of course.
I thought it was free.
I mean, it's free.
The game is free, but I thought because it would be, like, free to play.
Like, it's not DLC.
No, like, what's it called? Overwatch.
Like an included update. Oh, wait, is Overwatch? Can you play Overwatch without PS Plus?
Overwatch, they'll have free weekends, and I was always under the assumption, because my brother didn't have PS Plus, and he was telling me he was playing Overwatch, and so that's what I thought they were doing. Apparently not. It was like, buy PlayStation Plus. I was like, I don't get fucking paid till tomorrow. Like, so...
I canceled my Plus because I don't play PlayStation enough.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Sorry.
Yeah, I bought you Overwatch. We never played together. It's fine. What I've heard so far, especially Mantis, which,
shout out to Mantis. Run back on the show.
Run back that episode there, Mantis, when you were on. I told you we were gonna have NPCs. I told you. Pick up that phone. Why is it going off? Because I fucking called it.
Come back on the show. Talk about the NPCs with us.
Yeah, because he's been playing it and he says he really likes it. I was watching a video that he did. He's also been streaming it. And I think he said he's going to stream it until the 17th when the free weekend's over, or until we can't play it anymore or something. Mm. And he says he's rather enjoying it.
I want to know what the shtick is with the vault.
It has something to do with Braun.
Like, of the Stanislaus variety?
Yeah, so you know I'm already interested. I think they're not giving away, they're just showing the game mode from what I understand. They're not, like, giving things away. I was watching a little bit of Mantis' stream, and someone asked him about it. I think what they're doing is you're getting into, like, a stasis pod, like a Tranquility Lane pod, and which doesn't really make sense because then it wouldn't be destroyed, West Virginia. It would be...
It's a simulation, intact. Don't worry about it.
Well, what I think they're going to do is they're going to say there's, like, sensor modules that are taking 3D renders of the entire area.
Gravity's different on Pandora.
Sure. Actually, they got rid of, I think, fall damage, if I heard correctly.
I mean, like a true Battle Royale.
No, I think Fortnite has it.
Oh, does it? Yeah. I don't play Fortnite, obviously.
I played for a little bit. I went through a phase. I'm not proud of it. I didn't spend money on it. Yeah, but... It has something to do with Braun, and I think there's another vault that it might have to do something. Someone in the Discord sent me a link, and I looked on it very, very briefly because I was at work. But it's just... You totally missed the opportunity with 4, with the Memory Den. If they can kind of bring Braun back for this, and it's a simulation, because you have a level, but then you have an Overseer level, and you have to hit, like, level 100, but then once you hit level 100, you have to also be an Overseer or something, and then you get to go to a room, and you get to do... I don't know. I haven't played it. I'm this is all shit that I've heard. I don't get paid till tomorrow, so...
So we'll have to see.
Yeah, but it looks... It's Vault 51. It's a 52-person Battle Royale. A battle to the death should be the best way to prove who's the best candidate taken from it. What?
You know what I just noticed? It's Vault 51. There's 51 people that are going to perish and one Overseer.
Yeah, congratulations. You just fucking put that together?
Yeah, I just cracked the code because of my small peanut brain.
Thanks, Nick Cage. I mean... We just said, like, maybe a month ago that 76 looks boring and I don't have any reason to play.
This is a reason to play.
I want to play this. Especially if you're going to put NPCs in. Maybe I can actually play it by myself now.
Yeah, right? Like, I would love to go explore the lore of 76, but I just don't have enough time to coordinate my schedule to play with other people.
Yeah, so maybe now I can actually... And, like, the bomb station that they have there, like, you can go to it, and I don't know if it's them turning it into a civilization, they were just showing shit off, but they're gonna put a bunch of new shit in it. It looks like... I hate that it's like, oh, the first year's a beta test. No, fuck you. It's not how that should have been.
Well, you know what? I think they're gonna pull... an ESO and really turn the shit around.
They're going to do what Bethesda always does. It comes out fix a buggy mess. Yeah, fix it in post. And like, whatever. That's all I really have to say. We okay, so... we watched it together. It was 9 people total. I'm going to give them a shout out right now. I'm going to say names wrong. I promise you that right now. Corbinian, Deadly Lampshade, Special Guest Kyle, Joseph, Madam Wumbo, Steven, and the Friendly Companion Cube. Thank you all. And Declan, thank you all for watching it with us. Originally, what we did is we did a Tweet Hines directly after while it was all fresh in our brain face. And Declan's like, oh, I'm going to record it. We're all here. I have Bandicam?
Yeah.
He's like, I got Bandicam. I'm going to record it. And it was like a good 20 minutes of us laughing and having a good old guffaw. And then you left for like 2 minutes and came back. You're like, hey, I lost all of the footage or all the audio for the footage. And I was like, that's why you use unregistered Hypercam. So we have the video of the tweet, but we don't have the audio. So there's actually a couple really good gags in there. Let me bring up. So this is the tweet itself. We kind of went back and forth. We wanted to be stern, but we also didn't want to be an asshole because as much as I really, really wanted Fallout 3 to get remastered, we didn't get it. But I also didn't hate this press conference. So, dear at DC Deacon, comma, new paragraph, 3 spaces in with the tab. We're glad to see you're well. Great job up there tonight. Everything looks great. You laid out a huge helping of games for us today. However, what the heck? We got like 8+ versions of Skyrim, but only 1 Fallout 3? Not happy frowny face emoji.
New tweet.
New tweet. This is a first for Atomic Radio Hour. This is an unprecedented event that we did. A second tweet. A tweet within a tweet, if you will. Twitter has a feature where you can tweet, and if you need a little more room, you can put another tweet attached to it.
If you've got something to say, instantly. You can just throw another one on.
Tweet number 2. What do you take us for? Some capless rubes? How come you didn't have Gucci sneakers on? Maybe if you remade a third game in a certain series, you could afford them. How could you do this to us during Pride Month? Enjoy the rest of your E3. Love, Atomic Radio Hour. # Tweet Hines. Declan, your grammar is atrocious.
Oh, it's terrible.
I can't believe I okayed this.
I literally can't speak English.
I
went to a public school after
I was,
all.
Thank you. I was trying to fucking... There we go. So, yeah, guys, that was E3. I am actually rather excited. Oh, fucking Watch Dogs. I forgot about Watch Dogs. You get to play as an old lady.
_dogs.
That looks cool. I'm not super fucking crazy about it. There's an Avengers game that's coming out. Looks kind of cool.
That looks kind of cool.
It looks a little too anime for me.
I mean, I didn't see any of the footage on Watch Dogs 3 yet. But I loved Watch Dogs 2. It was like one of my favorite games when it came out.
Yeah. I liked the first
one.
So
I'm sure I'll like it.
First one had Wu-Tang in it, so it gets a pass in my book.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you want to say anything?
I do want to say thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, for joining us in this wonderful one-sided conversation.
And again, shout out to...
Where we talk at you.
I just want to give these guys a shout out again to make sure that they understand they're loved and appreciated. Corbinian, Deadly Lampshade, Kyle, Joseph, Madam Wumbo, Steven, and the Friendly Companion Cube. Thank you guys for watching E3 with us. It was a lot of fun. I'm not super into games, as you know, and I actually had a lot of fun watching E3 with you guys. So, thanks. You know who I'd love to watch E3 with?
Damn it! I was gonna say, you know who else deserves our thanks?
Oh, okay, that works too.
Oh, that's a good one too. But it is Shane Ivers.
Yeah,
that dude can make a hell of an intro.
What do you think Shane Ivers smells like?
Probably rose water mixed with a mild amount of cologne, not too much.
Mm. Do you ever smell like really shitty cologne? And you're like, I like that.
Like, not in the slightest.
Maybe it's because I'm Italian, but every once in a while I'll smell shitty cologne and be like, that's not terrible. But like deep down I know it is.
Like, I don't know. while we're not thanking Shane Ivers. I don't know. Cologne just doesn't do it for me.
No, like, I don't like it either. I think it's funny
I'll smell a perfume and I'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, but I just think it's that I well, that's who you are. But I think I'm
fruity after all.
I think it's really funny how like really macho, like hey yo over there type of guys wear cologne, and it's pretty much perfume for men.
I mean, yeah, perfume and cologne aren't necessarily like in other languages they're the same word.
Yeah, so like, sorry.
It doesn't matter,
Shane
Ivers. Thank you so much. You made Feather Duster for us, and we're going to make this shout out for you. If people want to get your tracks, you can get them at silvermansounds.com/freemusic. But if you want Feather Duster, that's /Feather Duster.
You can find our show on Twitter at you can find the show on Twitter at Atomic Radio Hour, which is also our Instagram, and you can find myself on Twitter at @_Buggins. But what about you, friend?
You can find me at @Declan_Bean.
If you are on YouTube, thank you. You can like, you can comment, you can subscribe if you want. If you leave us a comment, please do. I'd love some feedback. But you can also find us on all streaming platforms. The Big Six are Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, CastBox, and Radio Public. We also will have in the description a link to our Discord. We've talked about it quite a few times in this episode. Come join us.
Come join the fun.
Even if you're quiet, you can lurk. It's all good. Just show up. You want to do the next one?
Yes. We have a Twitch. Once in a while, we use it.
It exists. It's there. Check it out if you'd like.
Something that you can check out if you want, but you don't have to, is our Patreon. If you want to see our show get better and better, you can show your support in small amounts of cash money. But you never have to, because Atomic Radio Hour is always going to be free.
It'll always be free. We will never charge you. But there are some fine folks that have chipped in a couple bucks to see us get a little bigger and a little better. And we'd like to give them a quick thank you. First, we'd like to thank one Mr. Michael Mello.
The OG.
The friendly companion cube.
That guy is so nice.
Young Noah.
He's pretty young.
And TKS Mantis.
Come back on the podcast.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your helping out around here. Would you like to say anything, kind sir?
I would like to say to all you gamers out there, thanks for everything. I don't know where I'm going with this. To all you gamers out there, to keep on playing games about blowing up the world.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't have anything to say. I'm just gonna. Good night, Grace.
Hello. The subscriber you are trying to reach cannot be located. Please leave a message after the tone.
Beep.
Honey, I'm home.
What?
This isn't a video medium. I can't see anything. It's just sound in the void. Honey, are you there? Is the roast okay? Are the children okay? Oh, golly gee, the roast is burnt. What's that? This isn't black pepper. This is Mrs. Dash. Jesus Christ. To think I've been living with Mrs. Dash users all along. Black pepper is clearly the superior set of spices. I must go. I can't be seen with these Mrs. Dash users.
Yeah?
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.